We're going to deal with the Sam message on my faithful help is feeding on God's faithfulness. Now, those words are very important to you for you to meditate those words, because the information and the revelation and the impartation that is going to be given to you is so important. Matter of fact, I hear the Holy Spirit say, turn to Romans chapter 1, and I think it'll better get us ready for what we're about to do. Romans chapter 1, and I'm going to show you some tricks first. I'm going to show you some tricks in a few moments that the enemy pulled to keep us from walking in our full spiritual potential. Walking, you hear what I say? Walking into our full spiritual potential in our soul and in our body. Let me say it again. Walking into your full spiritual potentials in your spirit, your soul, and your body. Very important for you to hear that on the inside. Very important. We're going to a deeper dimension here at Word of Life Christian Center. And I think this voice will address it in Romans 1 and 11. Romans chapter 1, verse 11 is an apostolic statement that he also made to the pastors in Acts 20. Here in 11 verse, for I long to see you that I may impart unto you somewhat spiritual gifts to the end ye may be what? Now, I want you to take that on the inside, because the information, the anointing tonight will be very, very strong in that area. Getting you to the point where you know how to be established in what you hear. Did you understand that? See, our focus and our flow must change. And we must focus on God and be able to flow with the Holy Spirit better because of the time we're living in.
Yes, sir.
All right? So some changes are going to be made, but they're going to have to be made from the inside. What side I say it?
From
the inside. So it's not just mental, it's not just soothing, but it's real truth that can manifest signs, wonders, divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Anybody in agreement with that? See, it will not be church routine no more. And the only person going to be magnified up in here is the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift your hand on that. We will magnify Jesus. And that's what he wants. Now, when you read that 11th verse, for I long to see you that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift. That's my job. To the end you may be what?
Established
in your spirit, your soul, and your body. I'll go on and say in health and wealth. All right, now, look at the 12th verse. That is, that I may be confident together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. Here's, before we start tonight, here's what the Lord wants me to reveal to you. And the enemy is caught. The enemy is caught. He's caught because once revelation knowledge or insight on God's word begin to come forth, the first thing he wants, listen to me, first thing he wants, you to be condemned. He wants you to be condemned because you might not be doing everything the word's saying, but that's not what we're about. Turn to Romans chapter 8. Turn to Romans chapter 8, because once we clear this, the court's going to get clear. I don't want you to be condemned about nothing. You see, because I'm shooting at conviction, not condemnation. I'm shooting at consecration. You see what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So it's two words I want you to know. When revelation knowledge comes, and like we're going into, first of all, he wants you to condemn. And then if he got you condemned, he can convince you can't do nothing about it. So he make you mad. Because he's scared of you. See, he knows there are things that are unending in your anointing. He knows that. He knows that. But see, if he can make you and I be split and say, I'm beating on you and telling you, I'm doing everything right and you're doing everything wrong, and all of us doing some things wrong. But my job is to minister to you. So I want you to put the word condemnation down and circle that rascal. Circle him, because he's going to stop that. Because we in school all the time. We're learners, right? We're learning things, right? Then Romans 8. Now go to Romans 8. So I have to clarify some things. This is where I'll be preaching from now on. Clarify some things, because you're going in a whole new arena of spiritual government apostolically as the book of Acts was functioning in. All right? Now, here in Romans 8, 1, it's talking about the spirit of life. And the gospel is about the spirit of life. The gospel is about your spirit controlling your soul and your body. Don't miss that. The gospel is about your spirit controlling your soul and your body. That's what the gospel is about. The gospel is not about you controlling your body. The gospel is not about you controlling your soul. It's about the spirit controlling your soul and body. It's about you yielding to the spirit, that the spirit can open some things up to you that naturally you can't see, naturally you can't do, but the Holy Ghost is going to help you do it. Amen. You see it? The Holy Ghost. Say, the Holy Ghost helping me. Now, this first verse in Romans 8, and I'm preparing you for the message. The first verse says, read it with me. There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So what Satan's job is? To walk after the flesh so you can be what? Condemned. You see what I'm saying? Condemned. Now, he wants division between you and I. And I'm your teacher. So I'll run ahead and we'll pick up another word. I'm going to tell you about this condemnation, but I'll pick up another word. Compassion. I've asked the Lord, because of this, this total new picture the Lord is painting in our midst about how much he loves us. And we're talking about health now. That's what you about health. But once you know your love, and so I've been praying about compassion. I need to preach with compassion so you understand that this message or these messages are from the love of God. God loves you in spite of your shortcoming, in spite of your mistake. He still loves you, but he wants you to see something. How many want to see what the Lord wants you to see? Are you being helped?
Yes.
See, the enemy wants you condemned, because he know if you're not condemned, a set of laws going to set in. Go to the second verse now, Romans 8, 2. See, if you're condemned, you're not going to get to verse 2. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. See, so you can't walk in the law. If you're under condemnation, you're not going to be able to walk in the law. That's what I'm trying to tell you. All right, let me give you some other words. Condemnation, the next word is confusion. He wants you confused when you've been going through something for a long time and it looked like somebody come change it. But he don't want you to see the change. Because the change, I just got this now, I just got it. The change is what going to destroy the change. So he don't want you to change, because a lot of chain going to be broken off your life. And then you're going to go tell somebody else. As sure as I'm standing here, something happened to you, like the woman says she lost 150 pounds. She was wearing a 28, she wear 14 now. And she had taken off several medicines. Lady called out of Texas been suffering with high blood pressure for 30 years. Heard some of the message on health and got her blood pressure normal with no medicine. So the calls are coming in. I'm not telling them all of it, but the Lord told me, said, you're going to have to tell her testimonies too. The testimony is going to help the body of Christ to understand what he's doing here. All right? Yes, now, I haven't started preaching yet. I'm getting you ready so you can be able to receive. As we deal with confusion, turn to Hebrew. Let me look at it. I'll tell you where we're going. Hebrew. Because we try to feed our faith on God's faithfulness, right? Yes. For our health, right? Yes. All right. Hebrews. Chapter 4. Verses 1 and 2. See, he'll try to confuse your faith that you cannot mix your faith with Jesus' faith. Or the faith of God. He don't want you, you know, Mark 11, 22 says, have faith in God or have the God kind of faith. Well, you got the same kind of faith Jesus has and the same kind of faith God has. And he don't want you to mix your faith with that faith because he know it's over. In that area of your life, he know it's all over. In that area of life, he know you're about to step out of this thing and step into something bigger than him. So what he want to do is, listen, class, confuse your faith. Wow. You see what I'm saying? That's what he's been doing in the church for a long time. Apostolically, the Lord revealed that to me. 47 years I've been preaching, but the Lord says, tell my people, don't let him confuse their faith. Wow. Or confuse them that they're operating in faith and they're not operating in faith. Here's why. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 4. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest. Now, you know I'm talking about entering into the rest of hell. Huh? Because it don't seem like we could. Because we're out there, we're confused. We're confused about what hell is. The church is. And the church have got on the same gangway or highway as the world. So therefore, they're getting the same result. Uh-huh. But now he's turning it. And within your spirit, you're willing. You get that willingness in your soul, and you can get that willingness in your body, and the power of God begin to manifest things in your life that you've never seen before. All right? Now, watch this. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us, You see that? Yes, a promise being left us. You see that? Yes, who see that? Yes, you got promise left to you. Not a promise. You got plenty of promises left to you. A promise left to enter into his rest. And you seem to come short of it. Why? If your faith confused, if you're condemned, you're not going to function. Matter of fact, now since you know that, I'm going to say something, and you know I'm not just talking to you, you're going to fake it. You're going to be operating with fake faith because you think where you are now is how far faith can bring you. You heard me? You think where you are now, that's the farthest faith can bring you. So you keep praying and keep staying on that same rim, staying on that same level because he confused your faith. He go back, now you ain't condemning me. See, but it wasn't for condemnation. It was for consecration and conviction and consciousness, God Almighty, of who I really am. And what I'm really missing in my life because I've taken another path. The Bible says he leads us in the path of righteousness. You think any sickness and disease in righteousness? No. Are you righteous? Uh-huh. So you should be, your body should be getting the same results that Jesus' body had when he was here on earth. And his body was healthy because he knew he was righteous. See, You see, there's an identity in your faith. There's a divine identity in your faith. Listen, boy, we're more powerful than we know. There's a divine identity in your faith that the enemy and the world system don't want you to know about. They want to pollute you and dilute you. They want to put you in the same category, but I'm a child of God. And so from the church and from this pulpit, you have to be trained to walk in that dominion and dimension that God wants you to walk in. We haven't been walking in it. So, you know, we've been hitting and missing just like everybody else and hoping like everybody else. But no, we got a special hope. So we got the promises of God. Are you hearing me? So now, if you listen to me, those on the line now, don't be condemned. I'm going to cut some things, say some things. But it's not to condemn you. It's to operate on you. It's a Hebrew 4:12. It's the word of God operating. It's separating that spirit, soul, and body so you can hear right and you can walk right and you can do right. Now, here's your faith, why you want to mix your faith. Your faith is the design to mix with divine promises and cause them to come to pass. You got that? Your faith is designed to mix with divine promises to cause the promises to come to pass. So what he want to do? He want to confuse your faith so your faith can't mix. If your faith, oh, I got it. Your faith mixer is not working in certain area because he's confusing your faith. Now look at verse 2, because I gotta get, oh my God. Look at verse 2. For unto us was the what? The gospel preached, right? You see that? Huh? For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preach did not what? Why? See it? So the enemy design in the church is to confuse your faith mixer. That you drop off in condemnation and you try to protect yourself because the word is coming. Oh my. You're trying to hide, you see. But it's really not you, it's the enemy tricking you. Let me show you again. Oh my. My Lord, help me. Help me. So he says, that's the way he holds you in captivity. He convinced you that you're doing all right. So you hold you in captivity, all right? Now, that was one more thing. Yeah, all right. When that happened, turn to Luke chapter 17. When that happened, there's an element of faith he don't want you to see. He don't want you to know how important faith is, how powerful faith is. He don't want you to know that. So the apostles, even the apostles prayed in Luke 17, 5. Look what they said. What they said. Increase our faith. You see that? Yes. Increase our faith. You don't need no faith increase.
Come on, child.
You know why? Huh? Romans 12:3, you already got the measure of faith. It's ready. But you got to know how faith works. Now drop the Luke 17:6. This is where we're trying to get. Luke 17:6. Mm-hmm. Now in the Baptist preaching, we dwell on the size of a mustard seed. And wasn't what he's talking about. See, and the Lord said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, that means faith to plant, baby. You might say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up out of the root, and be thou planted the seed, and it should obey you. But see, he don't want us to get to that dimension. He want to stop us before we get there. Are you following that? So all you need, you got the faith, but my job is to train you how to plant that faith. Okay. All right. Now, let me see. Oh. So condemnation, confusion, captivity. But the Lord said we work with compassion, conviction, and consecration. We will win our health back by mixing our faith properly and using mustard seed faith. You got to go over these things. Now here for I give you the first principle tonight. Satan's aim is to keep you on the outside. For that's the only way he can keep stealing your health. For once you go on the inside, it's over. So I may make a statement up here and he gonna twist it if you're on the outside. Uh-huh. And so your defense gonna come up. Therefore, not a demand can be made on your faith because you're defending yourself. He ain't talking to me, huh? See, try to keep us separated. Wave your hand at me if you know what I'm talking about. Don't he try? You've been hot up in here before. You're supposed to get hot up in here. You're supposed to get mad up in here sometime. God, dog. Why pastor say that? You see what I'm saying? But it's not for to split us. It's to split him. Yes. Now, look at one more time, many scriptures. Look at John 10:10. This is how he's stealing from you. The thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Because listen, you're listening?
Yes, sir.
Health is your identity.
Yes, sir.
Health is your I am identity. Health is your image and likeness identity. It's the system. It's Satan in the system. God is doing all that stuff and not consulting God about what he wants us to do. We go to the system before we go to God. But that's the way it's been trained. And the church haven't taught y'all nothing about it. It's our fault. We haven't taught you nothing. It took me 10 and a half years to get to see what I'm seeing now. But I didn't have nobody explain it to me like I'm going to explain it to you in the spirit. Are you following me? Yeah, John 10:10 now. Sickness, disease in one half, and the other half is I'm come that you have my life and have it more abundantly. So I want you to write down, I may preach it later, sooner or later, abundant health. One more voice before I start teaching. It's been a half hour or more. Are y'all getting anything?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes,
are you better off already now? Yes. You see some things, you see some of the things I'm talking about, right?
Yes,
all right, now. God can't take you no further than you want to go. If you want to stay where you are, he wouldn't get angry with you, but he just say, I can't do no more for you. Now look at Ephesians 3:20. See? The same now that is in Ephesians 3:20 is in Hebrews 11:1.
Yes, sir.
Now unto him that is able to do, think about your health now. Think about any sickness or disease you may have in your body, because this message is about preventing and reversing.
Yes, sir.
Right there. I want you to write that down. Huh? Preventing and reversing. Please hear me clearly. It's about preventing and it's about reversing what you already have. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. According to the power that works in us. The power got to be in us.
Yes.
He put the power in you.
Yes.
Now you read that prayer. That's the Ephesians 3 prayer. I'm not going to go to it tonight, but you'll see. Read that prayer. Pray that prayer about your health. And then God will be able to do exceedingly abundantly for you. All right?
Yes.
Those who desire to be healthy. How many of y'all desire to be healthy all the way? with no sickness disease. All right, here's what he said to you. Listen with your heart, not what a mindset. See, the mindset been set up hundreds of years. Listen with your heart. The word is going to go in you. It's going to cut. It's going to separate your spirit, your soul, and your body. It's going to give you less than. All right, Lord. All right, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. Sickness and disease is manifested in the realm of infirmities. Turn to Romans 8:26. I'll get there when I get there. Romans 8:26. Your infirmities are to your advantage. All of us are infirm in some ways. But he permitted that infirmity to stay there, that we must depend on him. Are you following me?
Yes,
that's why some people don't get close to God. They don't want to admit their infirmity. They got scriptures, they're quoting scriptures of God, read in their hand, and never want to acknowledge, Lord, I'm weak in some area, but you are strong. When I'm weak, then am I strong. So your infirmity now, I'm just going to give you the scriptures. Romans 8:26, you study them, 28, your infirmities. When you pray, recognizing that you have infirmity, and we got infirmities in this health business. I mean, we just need to, the church 80% sick. Been like that for years and years. So the infirmities, are y'all listening?
Yes.
The infirmities lead you to prayer. All right. Look at 1 Corinthians 14:2. We'll come back in Romans 8. Look at 1 Corinthians 14:2. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say glory to God. Thank God I'm not being condemned.
Thank God I'm being loved.
For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. So unfold mysteries for your help will come when you're praying in tongue, because tongue praying in the spirit takes you, go back to Romans 8:26 now, take you to the mind of the spirit about your help. What is the Holy Ghost saying about my health? He was the same one in Acts 10:38. What is he saying about my health? Well, how far the Holy Ghost will lead me into the hell realm? See, when you pray in the Spirit, the Holy Ghost make intercession for you. Now, here's the next word. Infirmity. Now, go to the next verse, and then you're going to see something that I want you to see. First of all, to walk in health, your heart's going to have to be searched. Write down Psalm 139, 23 and 24. It says, search me, O God, know my heart. Try me and know my thought. See if there be any wicked way in me, any way the devil tricking me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Amen?
Yes,
and one of the ways he tricks you is not to fully listen on the inside, to listen on the outside so you can keep tricking. That's why I talked to you this tonight, that you can be open. I sense that you're open. And I sense, I know your people love God. I know that. I know it. I know you love God. But there's more for you. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Now, and he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the spirit. That's what you want to know. Write that down. The mind of the spirit about my health. Ooh, Jesus Christ. I must know the mind of the spirit about my health. Not the mind of men, not the mind of hospitals, not the mind of doctors. I need to know the mind of the spirit about my health. In that same voice. Your help is in the same, in that same voice at the end. Look at that same voice. Your health is what? The will of God. Mind of the Spirit about my health. I know the will of God by my health. Beloved, I wish of all things you prosper and be in health, even my soul prosper. 3 John 2, you see, that's God's will. But not only that, go to the next verse. How many of y'all lack good health? Well, this verse talking about all things went together good for good. Ain't no diabetes, ain't for no good. High blood pressure, ain't for no good. So what tricking my high blood pressure? What tricking my heart? See? What tricking my organs? What tricking me on the inside? What tripping me on the inside? I love God. Because we have been trained to believe that it's normal. But it's not. It's normal for somebody without a covenant. I got a covenant in me. I'm in agreement with God. Remember I told you, never too late. I don't care where you're at now. Never too late. Just make the changes that the Holy Spirit bring to you. Trust the Holy Ghost to help you. See what I'm saying? You can't do it yourself. Just trust Him. But you need to know that. All right? Now, how many of y'all love God? Is He in that voice then? We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. How many of y'all love God? Would all things include your body? All right. So God won't lie to us, right? How many of y'all called? I'm called. Now look what it says at the end of that verse. How do you think God wants you to represent Him? Health and well, blessed, wealthy, happy. See, happiness don't mean everything going right. Because ain't never everything going to be going right. Not in this world. But it's what you know and what you put in practice going to keep you happy in the midst of it. And you can change it. That's what's good about it. I can change it. All right. I got you. I think I got you ready to set up now for these last 27 minutes. Let's see, Lord. Let me give you one more. He told me I have to do. I have to keep preaching, teaching, prophesying until the light comes on in the inside with compassion, conviction, without condemnation, until this truth get in the conscience of the people of God. So all, I see now I'm saying some words now, but you ought to be ready to go with me now. All ignorance, all darkness, all walls that have been built must be torn down. The light must shine for you to begin to fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on your health, and have it till you leave here. All right. Let's go back now. Now remember, I have to repeat something, right? That's teaching, right? I got some teachers sitting there. You know, you got to repeat it over and over. You don't think the kid get it the first time. The same way with all dogs. We're all kids. We don't get it the first time. So I want you to remember these four words because we're going into a new dimension. And I want you to remember, wow, Lord, I'll be this whole introduction. Turn to 1 Corinthians 2. Turn to 1 Corinthians 2 because he plowing. He want this thing. 1 Corinthians 2 and 9 again. Now, you know, write in your notes, Matthew 13, the first parable in Matthew 13, because these four things going to have to be in place for the manifestation and the reformation to take place. Not a revival. Revival is too small to hold his help teaching. And we're not going to have no hell to revive. It's too small. The word revival is too small to hold it. Reformation means you have a change on the inside first, and then it starts coming on the outside. That means it can't be taken from you no more. Even though something might hit you, but you're going to know how to deal with it. All right. Well, I told you to turn 1 Corinthians 2:9, right? Now, these verses is mostly what's been happening in the church at large. Outside hearing, outside listening, outside seeing, and outside understanding, according to scripture. But the manifestation not coming, you're still waiting.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, he's talking about the four major things that got to happen. You have to hear, you have to see, you have to understand in the spirit. They're right there. But he's talking about on the inside. Drop the voice chain now, quickly. But God had revealed them. See, so we're operating in Word of Life Christian Center on a Tuesday night. We're operating in revealed help that the world knows nothing about. See, but God had revealed them unto it. By his spirit, for the spirit searches all things, and yet know the deep things of God. So now you got faith for this. Look at me. Every person listening to me, online, in here, you have the kind of faith that can make help happen in your life, no matter what nobody on the outside told you. God is a God of Isaiah 55:11. My word. Should not return to me void. Huh? So there's no disease, no sickness, no genes, no nothing can stop God's word if we understand it on the inside. Got it?
Yes.
All right. 37th Psalm was our psalm we were reading. You remember? 37 times, I'm going to drop some more anchors. I'm going to drop some more health anchors tonight. I marked them. Go to the 37th Psalm. I'm going to drop some more health anchors. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say I'm getting it, Lord.
I'm getting it, Lord.
Somebody say help me, Holy Spirit.
Help me, Holy Spirit. All
right. It's all we got to walk in the Spirit. And Psalm, I'm going to give you some anchors to drop. I might not read the verses, but I'm going to give you them. First two words in Psalm 37. I got them circling in my Bible. I circle words. I mark on them. What did he say?
Fret not.
All right. Means fear not, right? All right. Now, look, that's one thing. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. I think it's 41, Isaiah 41:10. Say something about fear. Huh? Now, you know, we got a lot of fear about sickness and disease. And they feed that fear. They make announcements. Y'all know what I'm talking about online. Y'all know what I'm talking about. They be making all them commercials and all them telling you about all this coming, that coming. And the politics ain't no better. And many physicians know better. They just keep fear over you, so you got to bother them. They need to be helping you, not scaring you. Who is your God? What did God say in your prayer room? Don't come out that prayer room and let somebody else change what God told you. You say, I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. Lord, I'm with you always. Didn't he say that? To the end of the world. The world's not at the end yet. Fear not, I'm with thee. Be not afraid, I'm your God. I will help you. I will hold you. With my right hand. That got to become real tonight, children. Wave your hand if you believe that's real. That got to become, wave your hand online. That got to be real to us tonight. Isaiah 41:10 got to be real to us tonight. Isaiah 54:17 got to be real to us. He said, no weapon. Sickness and disease is a weapon of Satan in this system to make money. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against you shall be condemned and judged. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord. Huh? Romans 8:31. If I'm for you, who or what can be against you? See? These are the type of things you got to be hearing in this health warfare. It's a health warfare. It's an apostolic health warfare that is coming to the body of Christ with revelation, truth, and facts and evidence that you coming out. I said you coming out. I don't care what you dealing with. Nothing is stronger than the medicine of God's word. His word is a medicine. God is operating on you tonight. God is doing something for you tonight. God is knocking some demon out tonight. Because his word going forth. He going to bring proof. He going to bring evidence. He going to use your body to testify. I overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. We about to see signs, wonders, diverse miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. We're going to have the gifts of the Spirit, the power gift, the vocal gift, the revelation gift, 1 Corinthians 12. We're going to have gift, operation, administration, impartation, manifestation, and demonstration about help. God going to do it. Show them I'm standing here. He going to use your body. Lord, you can use mine. Anybody else? Use me, Lord. I'll testify. I'll tell everybody. This is you. Yeah, my body. Do what you need to do to it. I got faith. You see what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell it, Lord. I'm going to tell everybody. I'm going to tell it. So tonight I decree that your body become an instrument for God to display his help. Good God Almighty, you receive that? Everybody in the sound of my voice, your body become an instrument tonight for God to show his glory in your health. Can we talk about glory health? You ever heard that glory health? We talking about glory health. You can't stop glory health. All right. Now sit down. Y'all ain't gonna rob me. I got some more minutes. Well, in Psalm, I'm gonna get these anchors again. All right, verse 3. Trust is an anchor. Trust in the Lord and do good, so should I dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. And while you take a principle, God, oh my. I wish you listened. I hope you've been listening to me at the beginning. Because what I'm about to say now, it's going to hit the body of Christ. God has his help feeder out. God is about to feed help in the body of Christ. Your body been hungry for help so long, but you give it something else. And I told you no condemning. Now shut up. I said, your body been hungry for help for so long, but you give it something else. The next anchor we talk about is verse 4. What's the first word? Delight. Thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desire. Now, let me ask you, do I have anybody here in the sanctuary, online, whoever listened to this tape, don't want no help? Because I want to pray for your craziness. God passing out help. I don't want all that. I want to do like I've been doing. See? I want to keep doing what I'm doing, me job. Now, when you learn the truth, baby, you need to consider, have faith and concentrate on what God is saying to you. See? Ask God. Ask God. I want you to ask God. I want you to ask God for help, wisdom. Help, wisdom. And another aspect I want you to ask Him for is help, discernment. Then I want you to ask Him about, Lord, do I really have authority over my health? Then I want you to ask Him, give you a health anointing. I want y'all to pray this now. I want y'all to really pray this. Because what I'm saying to you, God's going to begin to reveal it to you as that faith mixer go on. And you're going to begin to make changes in your life by wisdom and not by man's word. Verse 5, look at the first word, circle it. Commit. Whatever I need to do, whatever I need to change, I'm committing to it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can do it. You can do it. You know why? You got Christ on the inside of you. You got the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. You got the kingdom of God on the inside of you. You got a divine nature on the inside of you. You got a divine sonship on the inside of you. You got divine intimacy on the inside of you. You got connection with God. You're not just a natural human being down here. You're not just walking down somebody just smarter walking down Wall Street. You somebody connected with God. Then in verse 7, they talk about rest in the Lord. Verse 8, cease from anger. Verse 11, but the meek. And verse 34 is wait on the Lord. Okay? My faith for help is feeding on God's faithfulness. Say that with me. My faith is feeding on God's faithfulness. Is He faithful?
Yes, He is.
Who the Bible say a liar? Say, go ahead and say it. Satan, he's the father of lies. The Bible says he's the father of lies. God is faithful. So you mean to tell me there's some sickness or some disease out that is stronger than God's faithfulness? It's just some things we didn't know. There are some places, now here we go. There are some places we shouldn't go. Help me, Lord. Say it. Help me, Lord.
Help me,
Lord. Help me,
the apostle.
The apostle is my friend.
The apostle is my friend.
My pastor, too.
My pastor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And listen, I'm not in the attitude of control. I don't want to control your life. But I have to convey your life in the right direction. You are in control. You going to your house? I ain't going to your house. I'm going to my house. But my job is to preach to you, to get you under conviction that from this night forward, I'm consecrating my body to hell. Oh, that's a big statement. Oh, that's a big statement. Huh? See, when you make a mistake, don't let the enemy fry you. Now listen very carefully because you're going to think you know what I'm saying. I'm going to give you two more principles. Then I have to come back with this same series. Because sometimes you're going to think you know what I'm saying. You hear what I'm saying, but I got these things in the spirit. I got in the spirit through my infirmities depending on God, all right? So nothing deep about Leroy, but God, by my me depending on Him, He says things to me in ways that take your places. My faith through my body will walk in the will of God. My faith, oh my God, through my body will walk in the will of God. I'm going to give you scriptures with that, but I want you to get it. I want you to get it. This is what He said to me. Third John 2. We'll give you two scriptures with it. I want you to hear them. You've heard them before, but in this area, I want you to really hear them now. My faith through my spirit, through my soul, and through my body. He just told me that. We'll walk in the will of God. My spirit through my body, through my spirit, through my soul, and through my body, my total man, will walk in the will of God. My body going to be just as healthy as my spirit. Oh, man. Oh, man. So you see what I'm saying? My body will be just as healthy in my spirit. My health is in my spirit, waiting on the other part of me. Beloved, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health even as your soul prosper. See, you don't have a spirit problem. You don't have a body problem. You got a soul problem. Look at Mark 11, 23. We always thought he was talking about our spirit. Verily, verily, I say to you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, should not doubt in his heart, doubt in his soul, doubt in his mind, doubt in his conscience, doubt in his imagination. See, doubt in his will. See, we always thought he was talking about our spirit. No, you partakers of divine nature, probably son, I'm going to tell you some things. We go back and add some of them things to our faith that will never fail, never be barren. Because we got divine nature, we got divine sonship, we got divine intimacy with God. I got 8 minutes. I'm not going over hour. Not tonight. Divine intimacy. We got divine sonship. You are not just a body. That's what the system wants you to think. So it means that you got to go with everybody else. No, no. There's a remnant God about to cut off from the natural and let them walk down here in these bodies, blessed and healthy. And I don't want no age brought up in here. I do not want it brought up. God don't, I don't want it because there's an old mass mindset that when you get to a certain distance, you got to start looking for this. I ain't looking for nothing. You ain't looking for nothing. Shut up. Now listen to this now. Wait a minute. My body will bring, my faith through my spirit, my soul, I had spirit and soul, I had body. My faith through my spirit, my soul, and my body will walk in the will of God. With 3 John, we got that 3 John. We went to Mark 11, 23. Now, I want you to look at one more verse, real crucial tonight again. Go to Psalm 139, verse 14. Very crucial here. Two things are said in here, four things are said in this verse that is very, very important. I will praise thee. Now, he's talking about your body. He's talking about your total man. I pray thee for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your spirit, your soul, and your body, all three is in you. Marvels of thy work, and my soul knoweth right well. If my soul, my mind, and my conscience, and my understanding don't know right well, I won't be there. Huh? You were given a body that will heal itself. Yes, sir. Feed it right. Mm-hmm. Educate yourself. Yes, sir. I can't do it for you. Educate yourself. There are places you can look. I've read something. I slapped myself. This is just crazy. I didn't know no better though. Now, in that same opening, let's close with this. He told us about that we are fearful and marvelous and wonderfully made, right? Yes, and our soul knows right well, right? Yes, sir. Now, we know heart means soul, right? Heart means inner man, right? Yes. Looking at Psalm 139, verse 23. Trying to put you in place. That is. Search me. You remember Mark 11, 23, right?
Yes, sir.
O God, and know my soul, heart, inner man. It's the one blocking it. We just want to say demon blocking. That demon blocking that thing. Yeah, he blocking it. But you helping him, you holding hand in your soul. Your soul holding hand with him. Because you're operating, listen, children, operating in wrong information. We have put wrong information in the place of revelation. Know my thoughts. Why? And know my thoughts. What thoughts got to do with this? Go on, go to the next verse and see if there be any wicked. Now, I'm going to say something. I told y'all no condemn. Any stupid way, any foolish way, any blind way, any lying way in me. And Lord, I want you to lead me and lead me in the way everlasting. You see how I said that? Any dumb way in me, any stupid, have I been tricked anyway, Lord? But understand, I want y'all to study. I want y'all to read where I read where secular people, y'all spiritual, we spiritual, secular people by health and living long, prosperous life, secular. Don't ever mention God. Just eating right. Don't ever say Jesus. They don't ever say grace. We up here talking about grace, mercy, hallelujah. They don't say nothing about that. Who do the enemy want to kill? Us. Why? We preach the gospel. My God. Whole rip. Oh, my Jesus. On the corner, on the block. Oh, my. I better shut up, Leroy. Oh, my. I see y'all, son. Hallelujah. No condemnation.